It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week from Bayer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm. You need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data and which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. There are blizzard warnings for some of our communities across the northern plains this morning. Temperatures aren't that brutal. At about the freezing mark at Fargo, but that snow, several inches of it will be propelled by 20 to 30 mile an hour winds. Quinn is what they're calling this one, the name of this storm. My flight in the wind this past Friday from Nashville to Raleigh, North Carolina was bumpy. But it was nothing, apparently, like the flight into Washington Dulles Airport that day. The Weather Service Aviation Weather Center posted a United Airlines pilot commentary that said, quote, "Very bumpy on descent. Pretty much everyone on the plane threw up." From This Week in Agribusiness, if you've ever wondered what it feels like to be stuck in a grain bin, I mean stuck up to your chin in soybeans, there's a farmer in central Illinois who can tell you. The grower near the town of Ibsdale, near Champaign, Illinois, was in the bin for about 2 hours Friday morning, up to his chin. The first responders, and there were many of them, knew what to do. They got to him rather soon. A tactical rescue team from Urbana, Illinois, was among those summoned in for mutual aid. The man was lucky. It was a rescue and not a recovery. Central Michigan University won't have classes all this week, but it's not related to the shooting that occurred there last week. Police say a student from southwest suburban Chicago killed his parents. He was apprehended. The students who took cover for a time there at Mount Pleasant, Michigan, are on spring break this week. Indianapolis, Indiana tire dealers, the technicians say they've been making money all right, but they're tired. They need a break. The bad potholes have kept them busy for 12-hour days, 6 days a week, for 6 weeks now. Have you heard that Qantas Airlines is asking its employees to stop addressing people as honey, or darling, or love? I wonder if sweetie's on that list. And at a drive-up window in Chicago, there's a young lady who calls me Shug every time. There you go, Shug. I must say I rather like that. I like being called Shug. And she's so sincere. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.